The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. It is a very busy news day across America. A lot going on. And we're going to get to all of it. And we are so honored that you have chosen to hang out with us noon to 3 Eastern here on the Todd Starnes radio program. 140 radio stations now broadcasting this program. And we are honored because we are a grassroots program. And what does that mean? It means that you guys are calling radio stations. You're urging the program directors to pick up this show. And, man, we just really appreciate that. We've got, again, a lot going on, and I want to alert our listeners in Memphis on radio station KWAM. A national news story is developing at this hour, and you need to be aware of it because it could get pretty dicey in the city of Memphis. We saw what happened over the weekend in Atlanta, where Antifa thugs caused all sorts of mayhem in downtown Atlanta, setting fire to a police cruiser, and they were they had explosives. So they were throwing around these IEDs, and people were freaking out. It looked like a war zone right there on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. And the reason why Antifa has their panties in a wad is because apparently they opened fire on police and the police shot back. And guess what? The Atlanta police officers happen to be pretty darn good shots. Well, here in Memphis, Tennessee, we're dealing with another very dangerous situation, and they're saying it is actually worse than what happened to George Floyd. And this city is already on edge, one of the deadliest cities in America, and people are very concerned. At sometime during our program today, they're going to be releasing this body cam footage of a young man, a 29-year-old, a black man, who was allegedly brutally beaten by police. And I say allegedly because it's still being investigated. And the body cam footage, and I've spoken to three people that have knowledge of what's on this video, and they say it is horrifying. In essence, the man was beaten to death. Five police officers were involved, all black. And I say that for a reason, and I'll explain why in just a moment, so bear with me. The five police officers late Friday were fired from their jobs by the Memphis Police Department. All of them had been on the job for just a few years. So you had five basically rookie cops working a sting operation in a very dangerous part of Memphis. Now, the young man who was killed, he is an employee at FedEx, a big-time skateboarder, to our knowledge, did not have a criminal record. He was pulled over on a traffic violation. Now, the reporting is that these officers were in an unmarked car, and they were not wearing uniforms. In Memphis right now, I will tell you, we are dealing with a massive carjacking crisis. People are getting carjacked and shot all over the place, and it's happening everywhere, including the wealthier parts of town. So there was some sort of a confrontation between these officers, not in uniform, and Mr. Nichols. Mr. Nichols ran. They caught up with him, and that's when apparently the beating happened. And that was back on January the 7th. And the city has been hemming and hawing about releasing all of the footage. And the city is on edge. I can tell you that right now they are bracing for what could be very, very a very bad night for the city of Memphis. People are on edge. They're just on edge. They don't know what's going to happen. God forbid Antifa decides to get on the interstate and come over here. By and large, the people of Memphis are peaceful. It's a violent town, but the people are peaceful. So I can't imagine that we're going to have the city burned to the ground like they did in Minneapolis, but nobody knows. But I can tell you that everybody's ready for whatever happens. So all you people in Memphis, you be safe tonight. And if you don't have to be anywhere, I would recommend just staying home tonight and just play it safe. And especially they're saying the downtown area could get the brunt of all of this. So we will see. But it's a horrible situation. We still don't have all of the facts. The guy who was the attorney for George Floyd's family is representing the family here. Ben Crump is his name. And I'm telling you, folks, they're trying to make this about race. It's unbelievable. There was a pastor, a black pastor, yesterday, and he told the congregation, and they interviewed him on the local news. And they, because again, this is black cops, black suspect slash victim. There were no white cops. The police chief is black. It's most of the police department. So it's not a racial thing, but they're trying to make it a racial thing. And this pastor got up and said, well, what's happened here is you've got a black guy who was killed by black cops, and that is a symptom of white supremacy. That's what they're saying. So they're trying to blame this on the white man. I just don't get that. That's evil. Evil is what that is. And I just hate it for my hometown. You folks in Memphis, Tennessee, give us a call. Let us know how things are going there. 844-747-8868. You folks in Atlanta, my goodness, what a mess that is. 844-747-8868. Now, more documents were discovered over the weekend, and here's where we're getting into some interesting territory. Now, the White House told us that all of the documents that were there had been discovered, had been turned over. There was nothing else there. And now we know that the FBI spent upwards of 12, 13 hours searching Joe Biden's home over the weekend, and they discovered more documents. So my question is, how many more documents are out there? But more importantly, why did the FBI spend 12, 13, 14 hours tearing apart Joe Biden's home? What was the FBI looking for? Now, when you go back to Mar-a-Lago and the pre-dawn guns-drawn raid that the FBI conducted on the home of former President Trump, there's a big difference between the two. For one thing, the National Archives knew exactly where all of the documents were. As a matter of fact, the FBI and the National Archives worked with the Trump team post-election to make sure that all of those documents were actually in a secure place. As a matter of fact, the recommendation was made, hey, look, this looks good, but you need to add a padlock. And that's exactly what they did. So this is not some sort of a big surprise here. Those documents that President Trump had, including the cocktail napkin and the framed photos of the cover of Time magazine, were all in a very secure location, a location known by the FBI and National Archives. But that's not the case when it comes to Joe Biden, where these documents were all over the place. You had the think tank. You had the garage with the Corvette. Now you have inside the house. They never told us where the previous batch, so batch number three, we don't know where those documents were found. So the question here is, what's really going on? Who's going after whom here? What's the play here? Well, there are a couple of possibilities. First of all, it could be possible that those documents, and the FBI is freaking out now. They got to get their hands on these documents, which, by the way, go back to when Biden was vice president. It could be possible that Joe Biden has the goods on somebody. And we don't know who that is. It could be Barack Hussein Obama, could be the FBI, could be people within the deep state or the Democrat Party. Joe Biden has a lot of dirt on people. And it could very well be that these documents contain dirt against these individuals. Could be that Joe Biden has proof that Barack Obama and Susan Rice and Valerie Jarrett were possibly behind the effort to take down Donald Trump's candidacy back in 2016. He could have the goods, and he could be using that as leverage. He may have been using those documents as leverage all along. Or it could be that the decision has been made that Biden has to go. And all of a sudden, somebody is leaking all of this information to the FBI. You see, the FBI is just not willy-nilly doing this, ladies and gentlemen. There is someone who is feeding the FBI and the intelligence communities this information. So I'm curious here, folks, do you see this as an effort to get rid of Joe Biden? Or do you think this is Biden having the goods on all of these people, and the FBI is trying to get that evidence? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Have some great guests coming up, including Congressman Ben Klein from Virginia, member of the House Judiciary and the Freedom Caucus. Also, Lindsey Keith from Newsmax TV is going to drop by. By the way, another disturbing story we're going to be sharing with you exclusively. There is a movement on the state house level to remove conservatives from leadership positions. This is happening in South Carolina, and we understand it's also beginning to happen in Tennessee. We're going to be speaking to a South Carolina lawmaker who is going to spill the beans coming up a little bit later. We got to take a break. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. COVIDTaxRelief.org got a small retail business almost $80,000. COVIDTaxRelief.org got a manufacturing business nearly $250,000. And COVIDTaxRelief.org just got a large distribution business almost $900,000. If you run a business, a church, or a nonprofit and paid your employees through all or part of the pandemic, you could qualify for up to $26,000 per employee through the government's CARES Act. But beware of clickbait or pay upfront companies who make you do the work and take a huge percentage of your refund. COVIDTaxRelief.org receives a low reasonable commission only after you receive your refund. And with 300 CPAs and tax experts, no one is better at getting you the maximum benefit than COVIDTaxRelief.org. Visit COVIDTaxRelief.org now because this plan expires soon. That's COVIDTaxRelief.org, COVIDTaxRelief.org. Refund examples are not a guarantee and not all businesses qualify. All right, have you heard this crazy story out of Atlanta? And who knew Antifa was in Atlanta, Georgia, of all places? But the son of Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark. Now, she's the number two on the Democrat side. No, I'm not talking about, no, not bodily functions. She is the number two. Hakeem Jeffries is the minority leader, and she's the number two. Anyway, her name is Catherine Clark. You saw her there, had the long, sort of the silver hair, woman. Anyway, she's got a son who thinks he's a girl. And the photograph of this dude, this is one bad looking dude right here. His name is Jared. And goes by Riley, but Jared was in Atlanta, or pardon me, was in Boston, rather, and attacked a police officer. He was a part of Antifa. Attacked a police officer, punched the guy in the face. Jared Dowell is accused of defacing a bandstand monument, which is a landmark monument, with spray paint. Still in jail, apparently. That's according to the Boston Globe. Congresswoman Clark says, "My daughter was arrested in Boston." No, ma'am, that's a son. And if you can't tell the difference, you're not smart enough to be in Congress. "I love Riley, and this is a very difficult time in the cycle of joy and pain in parenting." You know, I get it, you love your son, ma'am, your son, but the fact of the matter is, he's a thug. It's okay to love your child, but you got to call them out when they do something wrong, ma'am. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Lou in Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate. Hey, Lou, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I've been listening to Fox News this morning, and this morning they're talking about that special counsel that the DOJ appointed back, you know, when Joe Biden. Anyway, they said that that's who's going into the house, and it's the FBI that they sent over there, and they found documents back when he was a senator. And they
yes.
call him a Harris Faulkner on Fox News has called him a document hoarder. And they saying that, and so the question is now, if his attorneys only turned over so much, why were they holding on to these? And it took this guy to going in there, sending the FBI to finding more. And they don't know where, you know, they're still searching for more.
Lou, these are pretty serious documents that they're talking about. We're not talking about cocktail napkins or Time magazine photos. We're talking about documents involving Ukraine, involving the UK, involving Iran. And we know there was a lot of shenanigans going on, especially during the Obama years, with the Obama administration giving all of this cash, all of this help to Iran, and of course Ukraine, which is a cesspool of criminal activity, and the Bidens were knee deep there. So it's going to be fascinating to see how all this plays out.
On the senator thing, they found the CIA classified documents. They're more classified than the classified.
These are horrifying. Yes, and that was the point I'm trying to explain here, Lou, is these were not cocktail napkins we're talking about. These are classified documents, dangerous documents. And the question is, who saw these documents? Now, we know the Chinese spent $54 million. They spent $54 million funding Joe Biden's think tank. You have to imagine that some people from China were there and were looking at the documents. Lou, appreciate the call. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, by the way, speaking of Fox, Fox 5 in Atlanta, which I believe is an O&O, so that means Fox News Channel owns and operates this local TV station. They pulled a CNN during the riots, so they got a reporter out there, and this moron is standing in the middle of Peachtree Street, all sorts of mayhem going on. There's a police car burning, just giant flames. We have this up on our website. Take a listen.
Take a look over here, if you pan over. I want to show you. This is what they were handing out at the protest. So it was a largely peaceful protest where they just wanted what they're calling justice and right now, you'll see, basically, they want justice for him.
What a moron. How does this guy have a job in television news? But this is the problem with journalists, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you right now, they're morons. By and large, there are a few good people out there, but by and large, you're a moron. And I don't know if they're like that when they go to journalism school or if they're perfectly normal and then journalism school turns them into morons. But if you're standing there and you're in the middle of a riot situation and you're reporting, oh, it's mostly peaceful. No, they're not making s'mores, sir. They're burning a police car. There is little daylight now between what's happening on the Fox News side and the CNN news side. And that's a problem for all of America. It ought to be. By the way, this story, horrible story, involving the Fox weather guy, we're going to get to that in just a few minutes. Did you see this story? Adam Klotz, one of the weather dudes, and he goes to the rescue of some elderly man on the subway and just gets brutally beaten by these teenage thugs. The district attorney lets them all go. They don't even spend a minute in jail. Just let them go. What's up with that? I was a strong advocate for this at Fox News, and they used to get so upset with me in management. Because I said, I know the pen is mightier than the sword, but honest to goodness, a Glock is a heck of a lot more effective. I mean, it really is. So we're going to get to your calls on this. We'll have some audio. You're going to be able to hear from Adam Klotz what happened. And the question is, what are we going to do about this crime that has infested our great nation, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, this is all on the hands of the Democrats. during the China virus, they opened up the prisons. They let all of these people out on the streets. You have these George Soros district attorneys. They're not prosecuting. They're just letting people walk free. Meanwhile, the victims are now being treated as the criminals. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number today. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back, America.
I've noticed when I go to the shopping mall and buy one of the towels, they just don't seem to work very well. They feel too soft and too lotion-y. They just don't absorb the water. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow has found a solution, and you've got to get yourself one of his brand new towels. These things are incredible, and best of all, they're made right here in the U.S., and all of his towels come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You're going to be able to get a 6-piece set, 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths, all made with USA cotton. They are soft yet absorbent, and you're normally going to pay over $100, but thanks to our good friend Mike Lindell, $39.99. That's it. It's a great deal. All you have to do, go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506 for some incredible radio specials. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS.
I want to give a big shout out to the Tennessee Right for Life and their Shelby County chapter. I had a chance to deliver a keynote address yesterday, and what a great celebration that was, as this country stands for life. And just yet another reminder that it was President Trump who led to the elimination, the demise of Roe v. Wade. It was President Trump who nominated 3 constitutionalists to the Supreme Court, and those 3 constitutionalists are the ones who destroyed Roe v. Wade. It was President Trump, the first president in modern American history, by the way, who actually set foot on the Washington Mall and stood personally before tens of thousands of pro-lifers to stand in solidarity. Now, that says a lot. Just something to remember, something to reflect on as we move into the primary election cycle a little bit later on this year. Hey, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Thomas in Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC, our great station there. Hi, Thomas, what's up?
Hey, I just want to tell you that they're trying to find somebody to put in Biden's place, because nobody's going to re-elect Biden. And even Alibaba and his 43 thieves couldn't steal this one.
Well,
they're going to have to get rid of him and put somebody in there that somebody can trust and it has an ounce of intelligence.
The only reason that Joe Biden got the nomination, the only reason, is because they knew they could control Joe Biden. But something's not working there. And I think they realize that now, Thomas, which is why if again, one working theory is that they're going to be using these documents, these classified documents, to get rid of Biden because they know they can control Kamala Harris. She's dumb as a rock. That one.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You're
100% right on that.
All right, we'll see how it works out. Thomas, appreciate that call. As a matter of fact, here's Kamala Harris talking about the Declaration of Independence. Cut two.
A promise we made in the Declaration of Independence that we are each endowed with the right to liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
So notice that she forgot a couple of key words. Creator, we are endowed by our Creator. And she also left out another very important phrase, life. We are endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. How difficult is that for someone like Kamala Harris to remember? But you know she left it out intentionally, because the Democrats don't believe that our rights come from Almighty God. They believe our rights come from the federal government, and the government gets to tell you and your family what you can and you cannot do. But that's not what the Declaration of Independence says. No, indeed. By the way, Breitbart, this is from Wendell Hughesbo, reporting the Justice Department is going to consider launching even more searches now for classified documents in other locations that are linked to President Joe Biden. Now, this is coming from CBS News, and I have a question for you. If that, in fact, is accurate reporting, if, in fact, it is true that the FBI, according to CBS News, is going to be looking at other locations, what does that tell you? Is it possible that Joe Biden had these documents squirreled away? Over the years, he's been squirreling away these secret documents, and nobody knows what they are. Now, go back to when the FBI did the pre-dawn guns-drawn raid at Mar-a-Lago. What did they do, ladies and gentlemen? What, pray tell, did the FBI do? First of all, they told the attorneys, you've got to stay outside. Then they took all of these classified, allegedly classified documents, including the cocktail napkin and the front pages of the Time magazines. And they, what did they do? They threw them on the floor. They were strewn about on the floor. And they took the photographs, right? And then they leaked the photographs to the media. And why did they do that, ladies and gentlemen? It's very simple. They wanted you, the average American, they wanted you to believe that these documents were not in some sort of a safe, secure area, but that Donald Trump had just thrown them about. And, of course, that was not the case. And I can tell you that because I've been to Mar-a-Lago several times, and it's always a very nice, clean, tidy place. I've been to President Trump's office several times. Very nice, clean office. He doesn't have a lot of clutter, President Trump. But they didn't do that with Joe Biden. To date, we still have not seen photographs of the classified documents. So we don't know what they are. CBS says that Bob Bauer, the personal attorney for Mr. Biden, said the search lasted for about 13 hours. The house is not that big. So what were they doing inside that house? CBS reports the classification level and contents of the material seized were not disclosed. The Justice Department took possession of materials it deemed within the scope of its inquiry, including six items consisting of documents with classification markings and surrounding materials, some of which were from the president's service in the Senate, some from his tenure as vice president. It does make you wonder. Neither the president nor the first lady were present during the search. By the way, did you notice that the media wasn't alerted? They were alerted when they raided Mar-a-Lago, but they were not alerted when they raided Joe Biden's house, who, by the way, is the president of the United States right now. You would think that would be a big national news story. Representatives for Mr. Biden, and this is what's fascinating. According to CBS, the Biden team actually set the rules here, not the FBI. So if you remember when the FBI did this to Trump, they made Trump's attorney stay outside. They couldn't even walk in the building. But according to CBS, representatives for Mr. Biden signed a form outlining the parameters of the search, including which areas in the president's home could be swept for papers. So in other words, this is why the feds went back in. They were only allowed to search certain areas of Biden's house. You see, it's all a sham. It's all a sham. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to tell you about our great trip to Israel coming up. Folks, we are so excited about this trip. So many of you are making inquiries, and we would love for you to join us. It's happening in November at the November 2023, 7 days, 7 nights in the Holy Land. It is going to be a first-class trip, and you're going to love it. Folks, it's just going to be wonderful. We're going to be having special musical guests. Others, you're going to want to be a part of this. Now, all you need to do right now is go to toddstearns.com and click on our page for Israel, and all the information is there. Many of you have asked, do I have to have the vaccine? No, you do not. That's between you and your doctor and the good Lord. But you do not have to be vaccinated to attend this trip. And it's we've also set it up in a payment structure, so you don't have to pay for the full thing up front unless you want to do that. So, again, ToddStearns.com. Check it out. We would love for you and your family to join us in Israel. We'll be right back, America. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. You know, polls are showing a very tight race between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. Could be the biggest political battle ever. And Newsmax wants to know what you think. They're conducting an urgent poll asking if President Trump should continue his run for the presidency or is DeSantis the better choice. You can actually vote right now in the Newsmax poll on Donald Trump. Text the word SKIP to 39747. That's SKIP to 39747. And you can let your voice be heard. I tune into Newsmax for news I can trust. Newsmax carried on every major cable system. They're doing a great job, folks. So be sure to vote in Newsmax's poll on whether Trump should run again. Text the word SKIP to 39747. That's SKIP to 39747. I want to play this audio as promised. This is Adam Klotz, the weather guy. Over at Fox News Channel, he was brutally attacked and beaten on a subway train over the weekend. Take a listen.
You should see the other guy. Oh, my side, don't laugh. My side is worse, so much worse than my face. The thing is, the other guy, it's not really a guy. It's children, like 5, 6 children. Where are the parents? God. Don't let your kids come beat me up in the middle of the night again, please. Parents, watch your children.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty good-natured about it. Looked like he was in a lot of pain. I mean, they beat the living daylights out of the kid. And you got to understand, these are not just children. These are brutal thugs. And when you've got a gang of them, it's hard to defend yourself. I mean, I would like to think that Adam Klotz, and I didn't see his hands, but I hope he was able to get a couple of punches in. But at that point, when you're on the New York City subway, nobody's coming to your defense, and all they're doing is sitting around with the video cameras filming you. You know, there was a time in America, and this really aggravates me. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but nowadays, instead of running to someone's aid, what do? They turn on the cell phones and they go live on Facebook. I mean, heaven forbid, I'm down at the Kroger and I keel over. I would like to think somebody would be calling 911 for help, but I don't think so. I think people would literally turn on their cell phones and watch the final moments of Todd Stearns and then film what's in my little grocery cart there and say, you know what? Stearns probably shouldn't have had that little Debbie Swiss roll. Those are very delicious, by the way. But I digress. But nowadays, instead of like helping people or stopping the bad guys or offering some sort of assistance, what do people do? They turn their phones on and start recording. It's pathetic. Just pathetic. So anyway, I'm glad Adam Klotz is all right, but in all honesty, you gotta be able to defend yourself. You need to understand something. You can be a victim of crime wherever you are in America. It doesn't matter if you're in a subway. It doesn't matter if you're in a wealthy suburb. The Democrats have unleashed the criminals on all of us. And I know this guy, you know, he did the Instagram video and he's trying to be humorous and laugh about it. And I get it, but it's really not funny. And what about these parents? Is it time to start holding them accountable? I mean, if you've got kids, and I will say this, I mean, it's, you know, if you've got a 16 or a 17-year-old kid and they're out after midnight, I still think parents have a responsibility to know where their kids are. Now, what about you? Do you know where your kids are? When they leave your house, do you have a pretty good indication of where they are and what they are up to? But if it's 1 o'clock in the morning and you've got a 13-year-old and that 13-year-old is out riding the subway in New York City, or that 13-year-old is out walking the streets in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, you know that kid is up to no good. But it just seems to me that the parent is the one who ought to bear some of the responsibility here. because moms and dads, don't you have a responsibility to protect us from your little heathen? I'm just asking. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I come from an ancient time called the 1970s. And when we were kids, we didn't have video games and we didn't have internet. We didn't have smartphones. We would get up in the summertime and we would have our breakfast, and then mom would say, don't come back until lunch. And then after lunch, don't come back until the streetlights come on. Because we went outside and we played with the neighborhood kids. That's what you did. And everybody sort of knew where everybody was. Moms had sort of like this, I don't know, this special like mutant power where they're able to know what the kids are doing all the time. Even though you don't see mom, she's always watching. But these days, I mean, you've got parents that are, they're just not there. And there was a time in American history, and I know this is going to trigger some people, but there was a time in American history when you had a parent who went to work, that would be called the dad, and then you had a mom who stayed at home and she kept the house. She raised the kids. Now, I know that's old school, but nowadays, both mom and dad work, and it's not because they have to in many cases. In some cases, they do, but in most cases, you don't. You have two parents working outside of the house so that you can have a mansion, so that you can make hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you've decided, you know what, you're going to let the kids pretty much raise themselves. Now, I'm not saying that's everybody. Some people have to work two jobs. But in some of these cases, parents have made the decision that wealth is more important than having a parent stay at home and raise the kids. I'll ask a simple question. Are the kids better off with having a parent full-time in the house? Yes or no? I mean, it's a simple question. Because that's the way it used to be for just generations. And really, starting around the late 1970s, early 80s, is when you had this rush of stay-at-home moms, the domestic goddesses, deciding to turn in their aprons and spatulas and go into the workplace with the smart power pantsuits. So you wonder, again, when you look at all the crime, and most of the crime in this country is now being committed by kids, it makes you wonder, did we make the right decisions here as a society? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be taking your calls on that. So Prince Harry, I got to get to this story. Prince Harry has been bashing Elvis Presley. And by the way, who let this guy into the country? We have got to get a handle on our borders. So Mr. Meghan Markle was writing in his new autobiography that he had a problem with Elvis Presley. So he went to Graceland. So he came to Memphis and toured Graceland, which is the beloved home of the King of Rock and Roll. And he craps on Graceland. He said that it reminded him of a badger den. He said it was dark and claustrophobic, and he walked around saying, "The king lived here, you say? Really?" Quote, "I stood in one tiny room with loud furniture and shag carpet." Oh, that must have been the jungle room. "And I thought the king's interior designer must have been on acid." Now, look, I know that we should not be concerned about the opinion of a man who comes from a family whose tree does not branch. A lot of incestuous stuff going on in that family. I get it. But we're talking about the King of Rock and Roll. And there's a big difference between our royalty and theirs, because ours actually worked for it. So anyway, everybody's coming after Prince Harry now, and rightfully so. I would encourage Prince Harry to steer clear of the 901. Because the folks around Memphis don't like people coming in and talking about Elvis. Now, it doesn't matter that most people in Memphis haven't been to Graceland. No, Dylan, of course not. It doesn't matter. It's the principle of the thing. You don't come and talk about Elvis in our town, period. Anyway, the question is, why is he still here in this country? Why haven't we given him the big boot? And speaking of that, Prince Harry needs a blue suede boot up his privileged British arse. That's what they call the backside there, the UK, or the bum. All right, folks, we got to get out of here. Hour two coming up. Hey, listen up, all you conservatives. You better watch your back, and we're going to explain why coming up next. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Todd Stearns here. Hope you're doing well today. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And we got a lot going on today. I want to head right over to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have with us from South Carolina, State Representative Adam Morgan. He is a lawmaker there in the Palmetto State. Representative Morgan, good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd, thanks for having me on.
So last night you sent me a rather interesting message, and it just coincidentally, I'd been having a similar conversation about some stories brewing in the Tennessee State House. Now, what's interesting about South Carolina, we understand there is a conservative purge going on in the State House, and I want you to explain to our listeners what's happening there.
Yeah, well, I'm the chairman of our Freedom Caucus here in South Carolina. We have about 20 members. We started last year. We've been very busy. We shut down a pediatric transgender clinic by pushing FOIAs on them. We sued some school districts that were found to be teaching CRT, which violated state provisos. And anyway, been doing a lot of things that to really help the conservative fight. And we get to session this year, and we are given these new rules that have now been made public by the Republican caucus that we have to sign an agreement, a pledge, whatever you want to call it, to not campaign against any sitting members, campaign activities of any kind, and any other members in the Republican caucus. And we were kind of, shell-shocked by this. We're like, what is campaign? And the definition was not defined. It was interpreted to mean very overly broad things. And, as conservatives, I mean, you have to inform the public of how people are voting, even when they're in your own party, especially in a state like South Carolina, when, we have a supermajority. Most of the people in the House are of our own party. So if we're going to sign a pledge to not criticize or call out people for their vote and for what they're pushing, in caucus, that we just, couldn't do that. And I had members that said, I'm not going to pledge that. I don't even know what I'm pledging to. It's undefined. And in good conscience, I can. So we told them that, and they just ignored us and pushed it through. And, we were trying, there's a confidentiality rule, so we tried not to talk about it and not say anything. But then last week, we were, one of the leadership alerted the media that we were all ousted from caucus until we sign the pledge, the loyalty pledge.
So what does that mean? Hold on, let me back up here, Adam. This is shocking. So are you guys no longer Republicans in their eyes? What does that mean?
Well, it's just the Republican caucus in the legislature and the House. We're not. We've been told, and the media has been told, that we are ousted from that caucus until we, sign the pledge. And we're, our loyalty, our pledge is to our constituents and to the Constitution. And sure, we, caucus with like-minded individuals and to get, legislative agendas passed, but we don't pledge to not, publicly call out or criticize other lawmakers. I was just thinking about the craziness of, if the founding fathers had done this, something like this, where you can't have an open public debate and even, publicly criticize, even, if it warranted to say, hey, look, the people in this district, they need to know this guy isn't, following the Republican platform. This guy isn't voting the way he's saying when he's running. I mean, to think that we would sign away our First Amendment rights, to engage in that is just ludicrous. And it's really unprecedented. You won't find any other caucus that we're aware of Republican or Democrat that has this kind of loyalty pledge. So it's really kind of just a bizarre thing that we're dealing with.
It does make you what's going on within the Republican Party there in South Carolina. Who do we have any idea who was ultimately responsible for this? Who reached out to you?
Well, it really just kind of came about, from some of the members in caucus. They, there had been within caucus, you want to try to keep strategies confidential so you don't tell the other side what's happening. In the past, there were some leaks from caucus. So I think the original impetus was, oh, we want to make sure people don't leak. And then it got turned into, oh, and we want people not to campaign. The language is campaign. I engage in campaign activities in any form, as broad as possible, whatever that may mean. You always think it can't happen here. I'm in a ruby red state, lots of people, real strong conservatives, or at least claim to be. And so I would have never expected something like this to happen in my state. And to think that, 20 legislators could be targeted, all the conservatives, down the line, you look at the people that have been targeted, it's the ones who are fighting for Save Women's Sports, for constitutional carry, for tax reform, for judicial reform, everything you can think of. And they're all the ones that are now out of the caucus. We don't have a voice now in, Republican caucus strategies. And, we've just been, thrown out. And, it's so frustrating. But, people across the country need to know that this could happen in your state. And you've got to know what's going on in your legislatures. You got to know who the conservatives are. You got to back them up. The only way this gets fixed is if, the some of the guys that are still in there, the representatives, stand up and say, no way I'm going to let them pick out all the most conservative fighters and my conservative brethren. Like, they've got to force, the rule change. And people just need to be aware and know that this really is a battle for the soul of the Republican Party. Like, are we going to follow our platform? Are we going to fight for our conservative values? Or is this an incumbent protection racket where we want to hide what's, ultimately going on, even with votes and with, we want to hide that from the public view?
Well, clearly they do. And I think this is something that we saw happen up on Capitol Hill during the debate over Kevin McCarthy and whether or not he should be the speaker, where they were really strong arming members of the House Freedom Caucus, but they stood their ground and refused to capitulate until they got what they wanted out of all of this. And it's just shocking to know something like this is happening in a state like South Carolina, Adam.
Well, it may be related. I've really been, throwing this around in my mind, like, why now? Why is this happening now? And I think a lot of people, maybe more establishment types, were looking at that and thinking, oh, we need to, make sure we clamp down on our conservatives and try to get them in, get them under control. And I don't know, it may be a coordinated effort. I know here that, it seems like there's an appetite to try to resolve it, but maybe not. As of right now, we've now been alerted, and the media has been alerted, that we're ousted from Republican caucus.
I know that Senator Jim DeMint is a big friend, and he wrote a letter to the editor in The State, which is the newspaper there in the state capitol, said, instead of passing draconian rules to muzzle conservative members, why doesn't the House GOP caucus support the reform-minded conservative fighters who are standing on principle in opposition to this loyalty pledge? Good question.
Yeah, and he's been a huge supporter of ours, and I think that's exactly right. The members who were targeted with this, they're all the biggest conservative voices, the biggest fighters in the legislature. So it is quite shocking. And I think it is related to what happened in Washington. Our group, we have the same name we're the South Carolina Freedom Caucus. We're somewhat allied with the national group. Obviously, we're very allied philosophically. And I think people, establishment types, are probably wanting to marginalize and alienate and even get us out of the room so that they can run the party the way that they want to. But we are literally just pushing the Republican Party platform issues. That is what we fight for. So if anybody gets the moniker of Republican, it's us. it's not the ones who don't want to follow that platform.
Well, here in Tennessee, for example, we have a supermajority, and there are Republicans that are trying to weaken the state's pro-life law. We are seeing some conservative lawmakers being marginalized on Capitol Hill in Nashville. And we're also hearing similar stories involving the Mississippi Freedom Caucus. You know, in Tennessee, they are just now getting a Freedom Caucus underway. But it's troubling that, again, you would have establishment Republicans on the state level trying to weaken things like a pro-life law.
Yeah. Well, it's very troubling. And, I mean, it's understandable in that you're going to get people from different districts who have different viewpoints, and we are a big tent party. But as I said, we also have a platform that we all recognize and should be working toward. And I think the most shocking part is that those members who maybe aren't really holding to the true Republican Party platform issues, but they're, you know, sometimes with us, the shocking thing is that they would weaponize rules in order to kick out the ones who are actually following the platform to a T. And why do they want them out? Why do they want us to stop, you know, speaking out and informing the voters about how everyone's voting? I think the answer is obvious, because they're interested in hiding how they're voting to the public, because they're worried about coming back, which is why you would need an incumbent protection pledge.
Fascinating. Well, Adam, we're going to leave it there. Keep us updated on this. What a terrible thing that's happened. But we appreciate you guys fighting the good fight and standing your ground there in the South Carolina Freedom Caucus. State Representative Adam Morgan on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Folks, unbelievable. Unbelievable. But this is what's happening. I'm telling you, there is some shenanigans going on. And there is an effort to root out these conservative Republicans from leadership positions at the state level. And that's what's happening in South Carolina. Your Freedom Caucus, 20 members thrown out of the South Carolina House Republican Caucus because they refused to sign a loyalty pledge. Now, I have a question. Do you want your Republican elected representatives to sign a loyalty pledge? And in essence, let's just say this had happened up on Capitol Hill in D.C. That meant that nobody could ever criticize Kevin McCarthy. If Speaker McCarthy went out there and did something that went against his promises that he made, no one would be able to speak out against him because they've signed a loyalty pledge. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, interesting story coming out of Fox News. Two interesting stories coming out of Fox News. The poor weather guy got beat up by a bunch of teenagers. And then you've got a Fox News analyst, Giano Caldwell, who was down in Miami and was having brunch at a bookstore, I guess a little bookshop, and you can eat. They have a little cafe there. It's Parodies Books and Bread. That's in North Miami. Turns out he was thrown out of the bookstore, the bookshop. Quote, this is Mr. Caldwell on his Twitter page. I can't believe what just happened. I met up with friends for breakfast at Parodies Book and Bread in North Miami. And while we were having discussions about politics, we were told by the owner we were not welcome because we're not politically aligned. Outrageous. Mr. Caldwell goes on to say, no matter what your politics are, you shouldn't be discriminated against. I was discriminated against for being a conservative, was told to leave a restaurant in North Miami because my politics did not align with the owner. That is not okay. Parodies responded on Instagram. They say a group of people came in, ordered food, sat inside, and talked loudly for over an hour. A lot of what they were discussing was very troubling, specifically when talking about women in degrading ways, as well as using eugenic arguments around their thoughts on Roe v. Wade. Their behavior and their words made other folks in the space, as well as the one of us working, very uncomfortable. Once it was clear they were finished with their meal, we told them our views don't align and the language they were using was unwelcome in our space. One person in the group said, that is your business model, and I respect that. The owner goes on to say, we are a space co-owned by black folks and women. We firmly stand by our zero tolerance policy. So in other words, if you go into Parody's bookstore and you're talking about politics and you're a conservative, they're going to ask you to leave. You're no longer welcome there. At Parody's Books and Bread. Okay, I'll say it again, Dylan. Parody's Book and Bread. Just so people can Google it. You can Google it. Now, I want to say something about this because I love bookstores, and I especially love independent bookstores. And by and large, the independent bookstores in America are owned by raging, raging liberals. I mean, these are the most intolerant people you could imagine. But I love bookstores. And I just, you know, I try to get along. I don't go out of my way to be, to try to be annoying to people. Except for one, Malaprop's bookstore in Asheville, North Carolina. And they were just nasty and rude anyway. So I asked them where their Rush Limbaugh books were. This was many years ago. They got triggered. But anyway, when I was living in New York City, and my books were coming out. And one of the things I like to do with my book signings, you know, you got the big dogs like Barnes & Noble, and they really don't need my business. So whenever I do a book signing, I want to make sure that a local bookstore is offered the opportunity. And here's the reason why. Because they will sell more books at one of my book signings than they will over, you know, a month-long period. So we'll sell, you know, 200-300 books at a book signing. And I just want to be able to help out the local bookstores. Yes, even though they're liberal, Dylan. Yes, I'm trying to be nice, trying to be friendly. That's what I do. So anyway, I went to the local bookstores. We had two in my Brooklyn neighborhood and just great little shops. One of them, very quintessential, you know, Brooklyn bookshop, had a little cat that, kind of ran the joint and meowed and very nice, very pleasant. They would do lots of book signings, especially for local authors. So I went up there and I told them I had a book coming out, and they said, Todd, we love you. We love your business, but we can't do that. And I want to explain. She explained why. She said, if we host a book signing for you, we would lose all of our customers. People would actually protest our shop. And you know what? I appreciated them telling me the reason why, and I didn't hold that against them. But this other bookshop, it was on Cobble Street, and these people were just nasty. And I asked them, and they said, there's no way. The guy said, let me stop you. There's no way we would ever, ever, and he said it like this, there's no way we would ever, ever host a book signing by a Fox News guy. Ever. And I said, really? I said, you don't want my money. Your money is not good here. And I said, really? So you know what I did? This is terrible. So I went back home, and I guess I had spent about $1,000 in books, buying books there. And I always keep my receipts. So I packaged up all of the books that I had purchased over the year, and I go right back to the bookstore, and I plop them down on the counter, and the guy looks at me and goes, what is this? And I said, these are all the books that I purchased from you over the past year. That's about $1,000 worth of books here, sir. What do you want me to – we can't return those books. I said, I have to insist that you do, sir, because I can't just sleep well at night knowing that my Fox News paycheck – is actually in your bank account, sir. And the guy gave me my money back. I'm telling you, intolerant. I hate it for Mr. Caldwell, but these bookstore owners, if you know of a conservative bookstore, let me know. All right, welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us. Let's go to the phones. Question, how do we solve, what is the solution to the youth crime problem? How do we get the youths of America back on the straight and narrow? 844-747-8868. Let's go to South Carolina. Angie on the line. Hi, Angie. How are you today?
Hi, Todd. I want to tell you, I've been listening to you since you were working for Fox.
Is that right?
Yeah, and even before, whenever you'd have your little, you know, where you come in on the radio and say something, I'd always go, man, this guy's a Christian. I really love what he has to say. So, but let me get to the point. I think parents should be involved with when a child does a crime, they need to go and spend time in jail with the child until the arraignment in front of the judge. They have to be physically in the jail with that child. Then the child will spend every afternoon after school under the watchful eye of a policeman, or policemen, women, doing community work, cleaning up streets, painting buildings that have graffiti, doing chores for victims of their crimes. And then they would be wearing a brace on their leg and stay in the home after they finish their community work for the rest of the night.
Angie, I love this idea. This, again, if the parents are not going to parent their children, then they should suffer some sort of consequence.
Absolutely. And I think there should be some kind of retribution as far as the parents paying the victim for what their child has done monetarily. If they're not going to parent, and the state has to do the parenting, which means they're going to involve the parent in that parenting process, there should be also monetary, some kind of payback.
You see,
I think it's too much that people are, they go to jail and the person that has been victimized never receives anything in return for what has been done to them.
Angie, do you have children?
Yeah, I have two, and they're both doctors.
Oh, so you clearly did something right.
Yeah, and they're both Christians, too.
Oh, that's even better. And again, it's just, you have to make the effort. You have to put in the time. You got to raise your kids. You can't let TV raise your kids or the video games or the neighborhood thugs. You've got to take that responsibility.
Absolutely. In fact, I think one of the biggest problems is just like you said, you have two parents going off making work for, two homes. But the other thing is you have a lot of single parents that aren't doing their jobs either. I just see too many little children that are walking behind a single parent and the child's not being paid attention to.
Angie, one of the bees in my bonnet is when I'm out at a restaurant and you've got a family and they got the little kids and the kids are just going bonkers. It's like somebody gave them sugar before they walked into the restaurant. When I was a kid, my parents would take us out, and I was too young to remember this, but my parents would take us out to restaurants and we would behave ourselves because that's what we were taught to do. And, I know there may be an extenuating circumstance, but by and large, parents just are not raising their kids and they're not teaching them good manners. We were taught yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. We're missing that in America right now.
Well, a lot of parents are sitting there looking at their cell phones and not even paying attention to their kid. I mean, this is when you should be, communicating with your children. It's a terrible society.
Angie, I think these are terrific ideas. You got to give us a call back now that you found us. And again, noon to 3 Eastern, ladies and gentlemen. And Angie, do you have a copy of my book, Culture Jihad?
No, I don't.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to send you a copy of this book, and it really does explain what's wrong with the country and how we can fix it. Angie, I'm going to put you on hold, and Dylan's going to get your address, and we're going to send you a copy of Culture Jihad.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Todd. I think I'm going to send you a few books, too, myself. How would I send it to you?
Well, you can work all that out with Dylan, so we're going to put you on hold, and we'll take care of all that. All right, Angie, thanks for calling in. 844-747-8868. I think Angie had a terrific idea. A terrific idea is to, when they arrest the parents, guess what, mom, or when they arrest the kids, guess what, mom, dad, you get arrested and you go to jail too. So you're going to be sitting in that cell with little Billy or little Susie. I think that's a brilliant idea. 844-747-8868. We are waiting on Lindsay Keith from Newsmax, so we'll try to figure out what's happening there. But we've got some breaking news coming out of Washington, and I want to share this with you. Apparently, the reporting is that the Biden administration misled, or Biden's attorneys misled, the FBI when it came to those documents that have been discovered. So we're going to keep you updated on that. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show. You know, you talk about what's happening in New York City with their leftist district attorney letting these thugs who beat up the Fox News guy. They didn't even spend a minute in jail. They're just back out on the streets. Here in Memphis, Tennessee, eight teenagers, some as young as 13 years old, with guns, were stealing cars, running from police, and they let them out of jail. An 18-year-old with a criminal record had a gun that did not belong to him. He was released on his own recognizance. Again, by a leftist district attorney. Well, they're saying, well, it's really not the DA doing this. It's the judicial commissioners. Well, it turns out the district attorney's office in Memphis, Tennessee actually has a say in who becomes a judicial commissioner. So, yes, it's the district attorney. So what are we doing to these kids when we're letting them go out there, commit crimes, and they're going right back out on the streets? They're causing all sorts of mayhem. Let's go to Patty. Patty, what's on your mind?
Todd, hey. Listen, you know what? I got two words. Bernard Goetz.
Oh, the vigilante from what? Was that back in the 1980s, Patty?
Oh, that was back, yeah. And they were bothering him, harassing him, and guess what? They all went boom, boom, boom.
And, you know, you're going to start seeing a lot more of that, Patty, with people taking the law into their own hands.
I think you are. And it's going to be sad because, you know what, a lot of young kids, because we're getting back to the parents again, because the parents are idiots. The parents should go to jail, not the kids.
I say both. I like this idea of making them both sit in the same cell together. Maybe we can have a separate division. You know, they're not in with the with the pedophiles and the molesters and the murderers. But maybe
the drag queens, yeah.
Well, the drag queens, yeah. Exactly. I don't know, Patty. I'm just telling you. When I was a kid, we did not have these kinds of problems.
No. And Todd, I grew up in a Sicilian family. I tell you, if I looked at my father wrong, I didn't even. I was a nervous wreck because I didn't even. I grew up in a family where we had a mom and dad where we were lucky to have that. You know what I'm saying? My father worked hard. My mom worked. I was washing clothes, Todd, at 7 years old. Me and my brother.
Oh, everybody had chores back in the day.
Oh, yeah. And we, you know what? But we have respect. We have respect. I don't know what the heck happened. I don't know how the world changed so quick. I mean, I'm going to say this. It seems like once Joe Biden got in there, the whole world flipped over. Am I wrong?
Well, no, I mean, I think it's been that way for, I think this goes all the way back to Barack Obama. And Barack Obama used the White House as a bully pulpit to sow seeds of confusion and anger and hostility at the police. Remember when he held the big press conference at the White House, he said the cops were acting stupidly with the professor who was arrested. And right, I think right. From that point, this has been nothing but a war on law enforcement and law and order.
And now what happened in Georgia, they're saying, you know, again, peaceful protest. And it looks like it's like Nero fiddling while everything's burning.
Exactly. And so we have got to, you know, we have got to let the police know, hey, we've got your back here. And we're not going to tolerate this. But, Patty, I'm with you. We are moving very quickly. And we saw this happen, I believe, in Houston, Texas, at that taco joint where a customer actually stood up and took out the bad guy, the robber, who had come in with what turned out to be a fake gun.
Right. Yeah. And the guy is in trouble now, right? The guy, that guy that shot him.
I can't imagine anybody in their right mind. I'd go for a jury trial.
Yes, and I believe that a jury would find him not guilty.
Absolutely. I wish they would call me to sit on that jury. I really do.
One more thing I want to say to you. I know where those documents are. Other documents are. They're in the freezer with the in the ice cream boxes.
So Biden really doesn't like ice cream. That's just where he puts the documents.
No, Joe Biden just the chocolate chip. Check the chocolate chip.
Patty, I guarantee you somebody's going to be looking there. A good hearing from you, Patty. Thanks for the call. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. Sad news over the weekend. They had the memorial service for Lynette Hardaway Diamond. Silk led it. And Trump spoke, but I thought it was interesting because Diamond went into great detail, or Silk rather, went into great detail of how Diamond passed away. This happened at their home, and just suddenly Diamond said that she had trouble breathing. And I want you to listen as Silk describes what happened.
As soon as Diamond hung up the phone, she said to me, "I can't breathe." It was suddenly, out of nowhere and no warning. I got her to the kitchen table, opened up the back door so that she can get some air. And each breath was less and less and less until her eyes became a stare. My husband and I followed the 911 instructions from the lady. We laid her, like they told us to lay her flat. They said, do CPR. And it was 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. My husband and I alternated and kept going and going and going until the emergency truck came into the yard and the EMS came into the house. They did everything that they could. So what I want to say to everybody is don't you dare call me a conspiracy theorist, because I saw it happen. I saw how it happened. I was there when it happened, and it happened suddenly. I want America to wake up and pay attention. Something ain't right. It's time to investigate what's really going on here. And get some answers to why are people falling dead suddenly.
Well, it really does make you wonder what's going on, right? It really does when so many people are literally either dropping dead or suffering some sort of a cardiac thing, perfectly healthy people. And it seems to be happening to a lot of athletes, young people. It just seems something is not right. And at some point, we're going to have to address the reality that the federal government has been responsible for killing hundreds, if not thousands, of American citizens. And it's not just our government, because this is happening all over the world. And they're trying to tell us now, well, it's really not the China virus. That's just coincidental. It's the sweeteners. It's the sweeteners you use in your coffee. Or the sugar you're putting in your tea, that's what's causing people to drop dead. I mean, are you really buying any of this, folks? I mean, seriously, are you really buying any of this? And I find it heartbreaking for Diamond's family, Lynette Hardaway, because they don't deserve this. Nobody deserves this. Nobody. But so many people, so many athletes, so many high school kids are just keeling over. And nobody wants to talk about it. And when they do, they call you some sort of a conspiracy theorist. It's just not right. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Real quick, I want to play some audio from Ian Sams, who is an advisor for Joe Biden, talking about these documents. Cut one, please.
How could this happen? And do you agree having classified documents outside of where they should be is a serious issue?
Yeah, look, the president takes this very seriously, as you heard him say multiple times in the last week. And, you know, I understand the question about how this happened.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important to understand that's exactly the type of thing a Justice Department investigation would be looking at. And so when you appropriately believe in the independence of a Justice Department to be able to conduct investigations free from undue influence and interference that this president has committed going all the way back to the campaign, you know, that is why we're deferring to the Justice Department to answer some of these questions. They're going to be tasked with finding all the facts, putting it all together, understanding exactly what happened, asking the questions. That's appropriate. That's why we're fully cooperating, to understand how this happened. And the president is giving them access to what they need to answer.
Doesn't the president know? Does the DOJ need to tell the president why the president has classified documents in his home? I don't understand that.
Well, Joe, I understand the question, and I think that it's really just gets to the heart of the matter. The DOJ is the one who's tasked with finding out all the facts here, and the DOJ is going to ask questions, and the DOJ is going to seek information, and we're being fully cooperative with that process. We hope that that process moves forward thoroughly and efficiently so that we can get all the answers out there. And so we're just going to be respectful. I think it's more appropriate for questions about the underlying investigation to be addressed by the Justice Department. But again, we're going to offer up full cooperation and ensure that they have access to what they need.
Okay, Ian, the question, though, I'm sort of stuck on here is, I understand that there is an investigation, there's a limit to what you can say and all that, but there are obvious possibilities here as to how in the world this could have happened. Are there any that you can share with us?
Well, again, I understand you're asking these questions, but we want to be very careful to respect the investigation of the DOJ. And look, they're going to ask these questions. They're going to be the ones to answer these questions and to provide information on it. And we want to make sure that we respect that process as it plays out.
All right. There you go, folks. The very latest. And now we're getting word that the FBI says they were misled by Biden's lawyers. So why haven't they just immediately... Why haven't they put crime scene tape around every single residence Biden has, every office he has, and why aren't they tearing those buildings apart? Because you know they did it with Donald Trump and came up with diddly squat, except for a cocktail napkin and a couple of front pages of Time magazine. All right, we got to take a break here. Hour three coming up. Congressman Ben Klein from Virginia is going to drop by. Your calls as well, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program, hour three of the big show. Hope you're doing well today. All right, folks, we've got a lot happening all over the nation. We're watching the unrest in Atlanta, also Memphis, Tennessee, where in the last hour they were supposed to release this heinous body cam footage of five police officers beating a man to death. His name, Tyree Nichols, 29 years old. He ran from police. When he was captured, he was, quite frankly, beaten to death. He died in the hospital 3 days later. And this happened on January 7th. They were supposed to release the body cam footage today, and they just announced that they're not going to do that. And I'm not sure how the general population here in Memphis is going to respond, but that is not a good development. We understand that the video makes George Floyd look, it's just not even comparable. Just terrible. So we'll keep you updated on that story as well. Also, the FBI now saying that they were misled by President Biden's lawyers on this latest document search. And, of course, now a fourth time classified documents have turned up at the president's home. I want to go now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us a member of the House Judiciary Committee and the Freedom Caucus, Congressman Ben Klein from Virginia. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Todd, always good to be with you.
Well, let's get to this. Your reaction over the weekend, even though the administration said no more documents, everything's out there, they find more documents.
It's just becoming a drip, drip, drip scenario. They found documents on five occasions, November 2nd, December 20th, January 12th, January 14th, January 21st. This is becoming a question of not just how many more documents do we need to find. It's a question of where haven't we looked to find the documents that he's hiding, because there have got to be more places and there are likely more documents.
And what strikes me as odd is how they're treating the president here with kid gloves. It's my understanding that parameters were actually set up as to what the FBI could actually search. Compare that with the guns drawn raid at Mar-a-Lago, where they wouldn't even let the president's own attorneys in the building.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They wouldn't let his attorneys in the building, but they'll let Biden's attorneys do the searching before they finally determined that they needed to allow a search, and for the law enforcement officials to say that they were misled by the attorneys, it's a pretty damning statement to come from an organization that itself has some issues. But it does say a lot.
I'm wondering, Congressman, if you're hearing any scuttlebutt from congressional Democrats, anybody that's really bothered or put out by the fact that Joe Biden has all these classified documents.
I do talk to my Democrat colleagues. They are shaking their heads in bewilderment. I have, the more I talk to Republicans, the more they think that the Democrats are the ones who are providing this information about these documents to law enforcement and to the media. But I'm not ready to dive that far into conspiracy theories at this point. I don't think it's about getting rid of Biden for the next presidential election. I think it's a matter of Biden trying to cover up so much about so much, saying everything's fine, saying there's nothing to see here, there's no there. I think that events are moving too fast for him, and they're about to swamp him. You know, when the wave just kind of builds on the surfer and you know he's not going to make it. Is where we stand right now.
Do you think there's a possibility, because you guys are just starting your work on House Judiciary and you have plenty of other scandals that could bring down the White House, do you think this classified document scandal has the potential to bring down this administration?
I do think it's going to be an issue that we're going to look at early. I know that Jim Jordan, Chairman Jordan, wants to look at it early. But my first goal is to impeach Secretary Mayorkas. He has created a crisis at our border that is a humanitarian crisis. There are people dying making this journey. There are people dying in this country from fentanyl being trafficked across this border. So we need to take action and address the priority that is truly, truly a humanitarian crisis, both in this country and in neighboring countries. And so that's my first goal on judiciary.
You know, Congressman, there are so many things that have to be addressed by the Republicans in the House. So many different investigations. How do you guys keep track of what, you know, and again, prioritizing? Of course, you mentioned Mayorkas, but there have been so many other big investigations that you guys have to conduct.
There's a lot on the plate that's built up over the last 2 years of unified Democrat control, and that's what happens when you get one party in control of everything. They don't feel like they have to do any oversight over any of the questions, and some of them are so egregious that it's just become unfathomable that they haven't not just been to the border, but really made it a priority, but also made the crisis with big tech a priority. The crisis with inflation, the crisis with energy, all of the crisis with crime in our cities. I know Chairman Jordan wants to look at that as well. And so we've got a pile up, and we will get to all of it. But I'm glad that we have great leaders like Kevin McCarthy, like James Comer, like Jim Jordan in charge making the decisions about which to go investigate first. And I'm ready to get started on the committee.
I'm reading from NBC News, of all places, Congressman, NBC News. They're blasting the Biden administration for doing nothing on the border. U.S. authorities stopped migrants 251,487 times along the Mexican border in December, up 7% from November, up 40% from December of 2021. That information coming from Customs and Border Protection. It seems to be a crisis for everyone in the nation, including, welcome to the party, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, but not for this administration, Congressman.
Right. And we've been going to the border since the last administration, and the last administration took action and put in place some significant rules, like remain in Mexico policies that worked or that were working until Joe Biden came into office and either stopped a lot of the regulations from happening, being enforced, or moved to encourage even worse scenarios. So we have an administration that is not just ignoring the problem, it's contributing to the problem getting worse. And finally, some Democratic mayors are noticing that. You have Democratic governors who are noticing that. Democratic congressmen along the border who are saying, enough is enough. This is a problem that has to be addressed.
It does indeed. And Congressman, we appreciate your great work. I'm telling you, I'm thinking about going into the chicken business, going to get some laying hens. And I could make a fortune based on what these prices. And I know you guys are addressing the economic issues. But, man, are people struggling. And I have to imagine they're struggling there in the 6th Congressional District, too.
We are, and you know, we love our bacon and egg breakfast up here, and bacon and eggs are both up at record levels. And so we do need to support our farmers, and we're going to be working to pass an ag bill, a farm bill this year that helps our farmers instead of a Green New Deal bill like the Democrats pushed last time. But this time, we also have to restore energy independence. That's going to go a long way toward addressing inflation, towards bringing all prices down, not just for farmers with input costs, but also for manufacturers, also for working families at the pump in their energy bills. But, you know, every crisis, we can look at the heavy hand of government, how it's impacting it. Just look at the housing crisis. People say there's a housing crisis in this country because rents are too high. Well, go ask your house, your apartment builders, why rents are too high. It's because of these Green New Deal regulations on new construction, forcing the builders to pay more for the construction, forcing the buyers to pay more, and passing it on in the rents to these renters. So everywhere we see a crisis, inevitably there's going to be a heavy hand of government, liberal pseudo-socialist government at hand here.
All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Appreciate your great work, and we wish you the very best as you guys get to the bottom of all these scandals.
Thanks, Todd. We'll keep on it.
All right, there you go, folks. Congressman Ben Klein from Virginia. That is the 6th Congressional District and also a member of the House Judiciary Committee. I mean, if you got to prioritize something, is there something that you would like to see them handle first? Clearly, for the Republicans, it's about Mayorkas. That's who they're going after first. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hey, let's go to the phones. Our good friend, and you hear his great parody work all the time on this program, Paul Shanklin. Paul, I hear you were in Nashville over the weekend.
Hey, I was visiting clients in my other work and had a little, it's a story of nothing that happened, but it was an almost happened. I was buying gas late at night in Laverne, Tennessee, which generally I don't buy gas late at night at a gas station, but in this case we were lower than I thought on gas, and picked out what seemed to be a safe station, you know, the Kroger. There was a guy out working, changing the trash bags out, and and nobody else was shopping. So I thought, well, it looks pretty safe, and it's cold, and it's blowing. So I get out, start pumping gas, and immediately a ragged SUV, silver, pulls up, not to the pump next to me, but just past the pump next to me. Too far away to get gas, but a good spot if you're going to get out and rob me. And I don't know if it was the guy changing the trash bags that scared them off, or the fact that when they opened the door, I had my hand clearly on my pistol handle grip and just waiting to see what was next. And
my money would be on the pistol. That's what my money would be
on. Well, somebody told somebody get back in, and the foot went out of the SUV and then back in. And, you know, two things from that. I mean, I'm glad I don't ever want to have to shoot anybody, and it would have to be. Nobody in their right mind wants to. And it was just a relief that I didn't have to do anything. But, you know, why do I have to be a rabbit every time I, you know, step out of my car and be pursued? You know, we got police here that obviously don't have, looks to be, that don't have much home training, and the kids don't have any home training, and everybody's leaving it up to the schools, surprisingly, and education to impart morals. But it's becoming a mad, mad world out there.
It is, Paul, and I'm surprised this happened in Nashville. I wouldn't be surprised if it happened in Memphis, but in Nashville, you would think that you would be safe. But you're saying it's, you know, the criminals are there too.
It was a pretty sketchy part of Laverne. It was my choices were run out of gas or get gas. I wasn't leaving the area without putting gas in, and I hadn't realized how much I'd used in town. So,
but it is funny though. It's I had to get gas a few days ago, and everybody at the gas station was doing the same thing. You know, we're locking the car, we've got our keys with us, we're pumping the gas, but we're looking around. Everybody's looking around
at each other, figuring out who's actually pumping gas.
Who's going to be the carjacker? So that's...
Yeah, yeah. Well, they can have the car, but my wife was in there, and she wasn't going to let that happen. So I had her hand on the horn. That was her defense. She said, I had my hand on the horn. And... it was, I don't want to have to carry a gun. Honestly, I'm glad that I can in our state, but I don't want to have to, and at the point I was thinking, yeah, I need something bigger than a 3.8.
Unfortunately, you need to, Paul, and it's, you know.
More chances than seven.
You worked for years with Rush Limbaugh, and I can't imagine any other time in the past 20 or 30 years where crime has been such a dominant issue across the whole country.
And the Democrats have their head in the sand going, oh, there's nothing happening. Just like there's nothing happening at the Biden residence. It sounds like they had a courier operation going out of there and somebody forgot to take the documents back.
It sure does, doesn't it? That strange when you think, I mean, and again, they're being found in, you know, just a handful of documents here and there, and you wonder where else they've got these documents and what they were up to.
I think you have to check them out if you take them. And, I mean, like a library book, if you take them out of a certain location, I think you have to check with somebody, but that's my understanding. So, they would have known what he's checked out. I'm curious how important the documents were he was checking them out and when he was checking them back in. If he took them home over a weekend, he might have, like you said, they may have had a courier operation. Who knows?
It's amazing. So anyway, nobody got shot, though, in Nashville.
Right.
You're good.
Didn't have to shoot anybody. Didn't have to shoot anybody, and that made me feel great because I'd hate to have to do that.
Yeah, but you're a good
really
shot,
would.
Though.
I'm a good shot, but I'd hate to have to. You know, that people don't think it all the way through. I have.
We've interviewed folks over the years who've done that, and it's a heartbreaking thing. Even though they were in the right and they did what they needed to do, that stays with you.
Oh, sure. And that's, you know, that's the last thing I want. And you don't want to make a mistake, and you don't want to get hurt, and you... But here we're having to do that buying gasoline. I mean, that's just nuts that you got to, you know, get the, you know, defend yourself buying, well, I would say $20 worth of gas, 20 gallons worth of gas. I don't know how much it cost. I quit looking at the pump.
Well, that's where you're going to get robbed. It's interesting. There was a lady, I was reading a story that these people are getting, they're attacking shoppers in the parking lot at grocery stores. And there was a lady at Kroger. So now Kroger offers a security guard to walk you to your car. And so a robber actually beat up the security guard and then robbed a woman and cracked her skull open. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. And it's not, of course, in Memphis, we know that it's not just in bad neighborhoods anymore, what we consider sketchy. It's everywhere. Yeah. And it's not just in the north, not just in New York and Los Angeles. It's here.
The great Paul Shank. It's not, and Paul, we got to go to break here, but at least it's not happening in Mayberry.
That's true.
But this
not
ain't Mayberry.
Not around here. It's not going to happen on my watch.
All right. Thank you, Paul Fife, joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good friend of this program. He wrote a good chunk of Rush Limbaugh's great parody material over the years. And we're glad to have him with us as well. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Charlie in Salem, Oregon. KYKN. Charlie, what's happening over on the west part of the country?
Well, being in Oregon, a lot of chaotic stuff. So, but the comments that I wanted to make was on the parents going to jail if your kids go to jail. Hello?
Charlie, we're waiting for your comment.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't hearing anything. So my comment is I had one of my children who was a really kid. My other ones turned out great. Well, is it really fair that the parents go to jail with them if you only got one kid who ends up there?
Well, I it's a good question, but I think it goes back to, okay, you're a parent and you've got a 13-year-old out on the streets after midnight. Yeah, I think you do go to jail. If there's a grandma or grandpa, they can take care of the other kids. But, you're not doing your job if you got a kid wandering around on the streets in the dark of night.
Well, it's not really that I allowed him to do it, but sometimes you cannot control all of them at the same time. But then, on the flip side of that, it turned out pretty good because now he actually is. So this was my one child that we thought we would be visiting in prison or jail.
Really?
But the funny thing is his career right now is he's a prison guard. So he is in prison, but only on the outside, not on the inside.
So on the good side, on the other side of the bars.
Yes. So, there is hope. I'm not saying that we're perfect. Obviously, there's no perfect parent out there. But, we tried our best with him, and he ended up pulling his head out and getting on the right side of everything.
So, Charlie, I'm curious. I don't have kids, so I don't know if these conversations happen around, if you're your late-night conversations between husband and wife, but do you really sit there and go, all right, well, this one's probably going to be a rocket scientist, and this one's going to be a teacher, and this one's probably going to be in jail?
You kind of do have those conversations. At least we did in my household.
Too funny. So. But everybody turned out okay.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, he ended up in prison, actually. He was but he's a guard in the prison, not in prison. So
this is a great story, but look, I see your point, but I think to the extreme, you've got parents that are they have no control over their kids, and they're
go ahead
Charlie.
Oh, I was gonna say, and I get that point too. I totally understand what you guys are saying, but on the flip side, it's like, I come from a family of 12 kids, and I had my I had some siblings that were kind of unruly, and I wouldn't have wanted my parents to go to jail just because a couple of the kids ended up. And but yeah, we all turned out great, you know, as adults. So,
Charlie, good call. Congratulations for raising some great kids, and give us a call back one of these days. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. So is this true, moms and dads? You guys had these conversations? All right, well, this one's going to be a great citizen and is going to be good for the community. And then the other one, well, God help us all. This story from Culver's Restaurants. Have you guys ever been to a Culver's? This is really one of my favorite restaurant chains, and they're based in the Midwest. I'm not sure we have a Culver's here in the southern states, but if you're telling me Culver's is coming to town, Whataburger, yeah, it's okay. It's a hamburger. In-N-Out, yeah, it's okay. It's a hamburger. But Culver's, let me tell you something, great food. Anyway, Culver's is in the middle of a controversy. It seems they have, I'll get to that. But Dylan, they're known for their butter burgers. So when they're making the burger, they put a little thing, a dollop of butter on it. It makes it, it elevates it. Anyway, Culver's, they also have frozen custard, which is delicious. So Culver's has upset many of their longtime customers because they're switching from Pepsi to God Soft Drink, also known as Coca-Cola. The franchise, this is from Fox Business, the franchise broke the news last Wednesday, telling media outlets the transition was in progress and would take some time for its nearly 900 restaurants spread out across 26 states. Parting ways with Pepsi means that restaurants will no longer serve its signature drink as well as Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist, and Tropicana drinks. Is this a problem for you, ladies and gentlemen? I am just not a Pepsi fan. It's just too sweet. There's not enough carbonation. It's a knockoff. Now, RC Cola, well, all right, now you're talking. One Twitter user wrote that the news of the switch ruined my entire day. How dare you, Culver's? How dare you? You've ruined my delicious butter burger. I can't wash it down with watered down brown water. That's what it is, Pepsi, by the way. The company confirmed the transition, but said some of their other signature drinks, including root beer and Dr. Pepper, will still be available. Another Twitter user wrote, "Had my last Culver's today. When you switch back to Pepsi, I'll be back." So if that's the case, why not just go to, I don't know, Burger King or whoever serves Pepsi? If you're going to go to a burger joint. Anyway, is that such a big deal? But I will say this. We're a Coca-Cola family, right? It's got to be a Coke product. Aside from Abita Springs root beer. Now, if you're gonna have some root beer, it's Abita root beer. Dylan, remind me, I have to go buy Buster's Liquors. That's over in Midtown. That's the only place that sells the root beer here in Memphis. I got to go get a stash or a keg. One Facebook user posted a comment on the company's main page saying she would no longer be going to Culver's because they're going to be offering Coke products. Quote, "Now you're going to be like them. Sorry about this decision. You just had the best Pepsi on tap." Now, are people really angry about this? Just drink water, right? Why dilute the flavor of your delicious butter burger by drinking, you know, brown sugar water? I just don't understand that. Anyway, I'm curious to know this. Is our audience, you see, I think our audience is a Coca-Cola audience, but it may be a Pepsi audience. I don't know. Maybe I have just alienated half of our audience. So I'm curious, are you a Pepsi or Coca-Cola, or can you go either way? Dylan, I'll tell you this. Whenever I go to a restaurant and I'm like, I'd like a Diet Coke, they're like, "Well, Diet Pepsi, Duke?" Nope, water, please. Don't even have to take a breath. Just bring me some water. Good old fashioned tap water. You want the sparkly? Nope. Just good old tap water. I'll take the tap water. All right. We got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Clearly not much of the news over at Culver HQ, if that's the big issue of the day. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Let's get to the phones. John in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Nooga Radio. Home of RC Cola. Hey, John, how's it going?
Good. How's everybody there?
Well, we're just hanging in there, John. Can't complain. It's a Monday.
Well, it sure is Monday. Yeah. I noticed that when I got to work. I was years ago. This is 40 years ago now, at least. I was supervising Wendy's restaurants in the East Bay of California, San Francisco, east side of San Francisco. And at that time, many Wendy's served Pepsi.
Is that right? I always thought they were a Coca-Cola fast food joint.
Not to start with, they were not. And this particular franchisee I was working for, he went along with the company stores. He was serving Pepsi, this guy. But Coca-Cola came along and made us an offer we couldn't refuse. They offered to do some improvements to the stores if we would start selling their product. And it was a good deal, and we were thinking about switching anyway. So we switched, and one of the stores was in a town called Dublin, California, which is a real, real upscale place. A lot of money there, and it's next to the store there was an office plaza, and John Madden, the football coach and announcer, had an office there, and he frequented the store.
Is that right?
Yeah, and so he comes in one day with a buddy, and he orders. He said, "I want a double all the way, fries and a Diet Pepsi." Well, his buddy looks at the menu board, says, "John, they don't have Diet Pepsi." He goes, "What do you mean they don't have Diet Pepsi? The only reason I come here is because they have Diet Pepsi. We're leaving." and he left, and I guess the only reason he came there was before the Diet Pepsi. So we lost him as a customer.
Well, I'll be darned. Well, I'm sorry. Well, Wendy's back in the day made a great burger.
Well, they did, and they were great. The franchise ones tended to be a little better than the company stores because they would have the proper amount of fat and so forth to flavor it. Company stores might, overdo it a little bit. So that was my experience.
Well, I had no idea John Madden was a Pepsi guy, a Diet Pepsi guy.
Yeah, Diet Pepsi.
Great story.
It's funny how people come in. Yeah, people would come in, order a double cheese, a fry, a frosty, and a Diet Coke, and you go, what are they thinking?
You got to watch your figure, John. You got to cut the calories.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Anyway,
all right.
Good listening to you.
All right, hey, John. Great call. Thanks for that. I had no idea about Madden. What was the turkey? It was the turkey and the duck and the chicken. For Thanksgiving. That was beautiful. Let's go to Maria, Hendersonville, North Carolina, WHKP, the great station there. All right, Maria, what's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. I was calling about these parents who have defaulted on their duties. And recently there was a term, birthing person. So these parents who are not raising their children, they are these birthing persons and breeders rather than parents. And in my mind, a remedy for this situation is after that first baby, which could be a mistake, even after the second, which could be a oopsie, that becomes a way of life rather than a mistake. And to remedy that, the monthly benefit does not keep going up with each child. After baby number two, your benefits should start shrinking each month.
Maria, what a great idea, because that is a big problem in some cities where parents are just going out and having babies so they can get a check from the government.
Exactly. And when my son was in school, he was an outcast because he had two parents that were married, lived in the same home, and were raising him together.
And he turned out pretty darn good, I have to imagine.
Yes, sir. He graduated college and is working a full-time job, paying his bills. Got through high school and college without getting arrested, without impregnating anyone, and without getting on drugs. Two parents in the home raising him.
And that's the way to do it. And Maria, I have to imagine you and your husband made some sacrifices along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But that was our duty as parents, and we wouldn't take it back for anything.
You see, if we just had more parents like you and your husband, Maria, I think the country would be a lot better off. I mean, these, you know, everybody likes to blame the problems on Washington, D.C., but the bigger issue is what's happening inside the home. That's where it all starts.
Exactly, but D.C. is contributing to the problem.
Oh, no doubt about that.
Checks.
No doubt about that. You cut off those checks, I think you're going to find out that people are going to keep their britches zipped up.
Yes, sir.
So to speak. All right, Maria, I like the way you think. God bless you. You give us a call back one of these days.
Right.
All right. What, you see, this is what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. And, yeah, I mean, D.C. is messed up, but the root of the problem, if you want to get down to the root of it, it is right there in the household. I'm just telling you. Oh, we've got an update on this M&M story. So a couple of weeks ago, we told you about M&Ms. That's the candy that melts in your mouth, not in your hands. And M&M's was going to introduce some new spokes candies. They were going to be all, well, they're feminine, and they were going to salute gals, but they've kind of been de-womanizing the candies and making them more gender neutral. M&M's caught a lot of flack over that, and now they're apologizing for going woke. Earlier this month, M&M's, this is from Fox News, M&M's creator Mars announced all female candy wrappers to honor women who are flipping the status quo. The M&M characters were green, brown, and purple, which, and the purple is the lesbian. One of them was like a lesbian candy. I don't know which one it was. Well, clearly it was the one without the nuts, but I don't know. I do not know. The notion of all-female candy wrappers irked many conservatives who did not understand why a chocolate manufacturer was getting involved in identity politics in the first place. The move was the most recent in a series of marketing moves M&M's has made to promote inclusivity. Its previous announcement involved the introduction of the purple female M&M, who represents body positivity and self-acceptance. Oh, maybe that is the large. So if that's the larger M&M, so I guess that would be a peanut. The peanut M&Ms are larger than the regular M&Ms. So is that what they're trying to be inclusive about? I don't know. Early in 2022, Mars announced that it would alter its mascots to reflect the more dynamic, progressive world that we live in. Changes included revamped footwear for some of the characters. Is that why the green one's not wearing stiletto heels anymore and has the eyelashes? So anyway, bottom line here, the sales dropped like a rock. People just stopped eating M&Ms. They're like, it's kind of creepy because nobody wants to be, I don't care who you are. I mean, nobody wants to, you know, eat like a lesbian M&M. You just want to eat M&Ms. Or nobody wants to eat a gender neutral. You just want to eat an M&M. Why are you making us think about all these things? We just want the delicious candy that melts in your mouth, not in your hands. That's all. Anyway, Jason Rantz from radio station KTTH in Seattle says, oh, you mean sales dipped after going woke and you don't want to admit it. That's exactly what it is. Unbelievable. All right, folks, head over to ToddStarnes.com. We have lots of great material for you there, lots of stories for you to check out, a lot going on. We will be monitoring the White House press briefing, which is getting underway. And you can expect the reporters are going to be asking a lot of questions about these documents. We're going to do a deeper dive into that tomorrow. All you folks in Memphis, Tennessee, you stay safe out there. And let's see if we can't get some justice for this family. What a terrible story. All right, folks, this is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.